This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prasanda holds a meeting with CPNUML Chair KP Sarma Oli. Loktantrik Samajwadi Party urges Nepali Congress to support Mahant Thakur for president. And US President Joe Biden administration proposes strict asylum restrictions at border. Now the news in detail. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has worshipped at Baglung Kalika Bhagwati Temple in Baglung Bazar today. According to Bhagwati Guti Management Committee, President Bhandari, who reached Baglung at 10:30 a.m. on a helicopter of the Nepali Army, performed special puja for some 15 minutes at the temple dedicated to Goddess Bhagwati. Guti's chairperson Kumar Khadka said that the president arrived Baglung at the special invitation of the Guti or the temple trust looking after the temple to offer homage to the goddess Bhagwati in the temple. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prasanda and CPNUML Chair KP Sarma Oli have held a meeting. In the meeting took place at the Prime Minister's official residence at Balwatar, the two leaders discuss contemporary political situation and the election of the president and vice president. The nomination for the presidential election is taking place on February 25 and the election to the president is scheduled for March 9. Leaders of the Loktantrik Samajwadi Party have held a meeting with the president of the Nepali Congress, Sir Bahadur Deuwa, regarding the presidential election. In the discussion held at the residence of Deuwa in Dhumarahi, the leaders of the Loktantrik Samajwadi Party urged the Nepali Congress to support their party's president Mahant Thakur as he is the most suitable for the presidential candidate. Loktantrik Samajwadi Party leader Sarat Singh Bhandari stated that the Nepali Congress is positive about the proposal. He informed that the Nepali Congress has not put forward its candidate yet, and if there will be a consensus with the Nepali Congress, then Thakur is a suitable candidate for the post. Minister for Health and Population Padam Giri on Tuesday night left for Switzerland to participate in the 5th Global Ministerial Summit on Patient Safety. The summit, scheduled to take place in Switzerland on 23rd to 24th of February, will bring together ministers, high-level representatives and experts from all over the world. The Nepali participating team includes the Minister, Chief of the Policy and Planning Division under the Ministry, Dr. Krishna Prasad Paudel, and the Minister's Chief Private Secretary, Lakshman Giri. Minister Giri is scheduled to return to home on February 26. Senior ophthalmologist and the executive director at the Tilganga Institute of Ophthalmology, Dr. Sanduk Ruiz, has received ISA Award for Service to Humanity. Bahrain's King Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa honored Dr. Ruiz with a prestigious award amid a program organized in Bahrain on Tuesday. The award carries a purse of $1 million. The award has been conferred on Dr. Ruiz in recognition of his contribution to eliminating blindness through surgery. The Department of Foreign Employment has halted approval for foreign employment in the position of motorcycle rider and taxi driver to the United Arab Emirates and Qatar. It acted on complaints by Nepali migrant workers in their respective foreign countries that they have been deprived of salaries and other facilities as per the agreement by their employers. The department halted foreign employment permission in these positions in the two foreign job destinations. Department of Foreign Employment Information Officer Krishna Prasad Bhusal said this decision will implement until another decision. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Seattle has become the first U.S. city to ban discrimination based on caste after a vote by the city council. Councilwoman Kasama Sawant, who wrote the legislation, said the fight against caste bias is deeply connected to the fight against all forms of oppression. Advocates of the ban say that it is needed to prevent caste bias from becoming more prevalent in the U.S. The ordinance passed by Seattle on Tuesday follows similar bans on caste bias that have been introduced on the campuses of U.S. universities in recent years. The measure has been opposed by some Hindu American groups who argue a ban is not necessary as U.S. law already prohibits such discrimination. Experts say North Korea is experiencing a critical food crisis. The country is no stranger to chronic food shortages, but border controls, poor weather, and sanctions have worsened the situation in recent years. Top officials are expected to meet at the end of February to discuss a fundamental change to agriculture policy, state media has said. South Korea's Unification Ministry has reportedly also sounded the alarm on the food shortages and asked the World Food Program for help. Satellite imagery from South Korean authorities show that the North produced 180,000 tons less food in 2022 than in 2021. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration has unveiled a plan that would make it harder for migrants to claim asylum once COVID border controls lift in May. It would require adult asylum seekers to use an app to book a meeting with U.S. officials for first claim asylum in another country before reaching the U.S. Failure to comply would make migrants ineligible if they subsequently reach the border. Tuesday's proposed measure is the toughest to curtail immigration yet introduced by Biden, a Democrat who came into office promising a more humane approach to the border crisis than the administration of his predecessors. The proposed rule would only apply to adults and families, but not to unaccompanied children. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecast the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gondaki Province, and partly cloudy in the rest of the country today. Isolated brief rain is likely to occur at one or two places of hilly region of Province 1. Chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the higher mountainous region of the Province 1 and Bagmati Province. Similarly, the division stated the weather to remain partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Province 1 and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country tonight. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Red Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prasanda holds a meeting with CPNUML Chair K.P. Sarma Oli. Lok Tantrik Samajwadi Party urges Nepali Congress to support Mahanta Thakur for president, and U.S. President Joe Biden administration proposes strict asylum restrictions at border. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal.